And everyone seems to experience intuition in a somewhat different way. For some people, it's literally in the solar plexus, in the gut. It's the gut hunch. For other people, it's in the heart with an accelerated heartbeat. For others, it's this flash of a sense of knowing. Sometimes it's a prickly sensation. There are a lot of bodily sensations associated with it. You know, for myself, the times that I've experienced intuition, sometimes it's been a mixture of all of that. It's been like an adrenaline shot, and suddenly, you know, I sense an excitement, and I have no idea why. There are no visual cues. There's no sense that anything in particular by way of a thought has come up, but suddenly I'll have this heightened sense of clarity and a feeling of knowing something is about to happen and not knowing why. And then suddenly, when it does happen, maybe it'll be a few minutes later, sometimes it'll be a day later, but there's this affirmation that the truth of intuition sometimes is almost miraculous.
I've had that feeling as well. You just know it's going to occur. And it's almost to a point sometimes, Randall, where you just sit back and wait for it because you know it's going to happen within minutes, let's say, and it does. But why? How does it happen? Is it scientific? Is it metaphysical? Is it another dimension out there that we've tapped into? What is it?
Do you know that we have two brains? And I'm not talking science fiction here.
Well, now, are we talking about the reptilian brain and...
No. We have the brain that we're all familiar with. That's the one between our ears, the cranial brain. But we have a second brain in our digestive system. And this second brain has just as many neurons and just as many neurotransmitters as our primary brain. But these neurons are located in the sheaths of tissue lining our stomach, our small intestine, and our colon. Now, this has been medically shown within the last 5 or 6 years. There are numerous experiments, so there even have been books written called, you know, Our Second Brain. So when we hear the phrase gut hunch, that is quite literally true.
Or in my case, when people accused me of sitting on my brain, that was true too. Huh?
Yes, that too. Well, the medical scientist who has pioneered the discoveries about our second brain is Dr. Michael Gershon of Columbia University in New York. And he describes how our gut brain, as he calls it, is able to learn, to remember, and to produce emotion-based feelings just like our primary brain does. And the two brains communicate with each other.
I didn't know that.
Yes, the two brains communicate through the enteric nervous system. And neuroscientists are coming to the conclusion that our gut brain is the source for unconscious decisions that our primary brain, our cranial brain, later claims as a conscious decision of its own.
That's fascinating.
And it's my contention that is the second brain is the receiver of a lot of the intuitive signals. Literally making the gut hunch true. And here's where the research gets really interesting and where we can begin to make some practical use of the information. At the Institute of Noetic Sciences, Dr. Dean Radin, who you've had on your program,
sure we have, yeah,
has done many experiments demonstrating that the human gut reacts to emotionally disturbing information 5 to 7 seconds before disturbing images are even flashed in front of a person. He's done a series, he calls it presentiment. He's done a series of these experiments. In other words, we experience precognition every time we receive intuitive signals in our gut brain. And the implication of this finding is nothing short of extraordinary. But before I get into the practical applications, and I talk about this in the Science of Luck newsletter, there's a whole nother study that really fits into this. At the HeartMath Institute, which is a medical research lab in California devoted to studies of the human heart, they've done experiments showing how some people, especially women, receive intuitive information first in their hearts. And here's how the experiment worked. They took 26 volunteers, 11 male, 15 female, and each person was hooked up to monitoring equipment to measure their heart reactions to a random series of pictures that were flashed on a screen in front of them, much like Dean Radin's experiment with the gut. Well, these images were a mixture of calm scenes like flowing water and emotionally arousing scenes like car wrecks. About 4 to 7 seconds before the test subjects were actually confronted with or exposed with the disturbing images, a change occurred in their heartbeats. Their hearts were reacting to emotional stimulation that hadn't even appeared in front of them yet.
So it was almost as if they knew, something in your system knew what these pictures were going to be.
Yes, the body was acting in a precognitive way.
That's
just as in Dean Radin's experiments. So here is where we have a bit of a separation between how women experience intuition and how men experience intuition. At the Heart Math Institute, they discovered that women, generally speaking, experienced intuitive signals in their heart more commonly than men, whereas in Dean Radin's experiments, he's discovered that men more commonly receive intuitive information in their guts.
And is that why one would say women tend to be more emotional, more romantic?
And more heart-centered.
And more heart-centered.
It's the old saying that women feel from their hearts and men feel
from their guts. Not in all cases.
No, not at all. But as a general rule in these experiments, that's the finding that emerged.
This process that we go through sounds then to me biological, but I've got to believe, and I think you do too, that there's more to it than that.
Yes, more to it than maybe even cellular consciousness.
Yes.
There's a strong feeling, and here I'm becoming intuitive because I have no firm evidence, but my intuition tells me that we in our bodies are like some sort of transmitter and receiver. And when we are a receiver and we're able to pick up information through particular body organs, whether it's the gut or the heart, and we're picking up information that has to do with our emotional well-being, these are like emotional signals from the future, then we're tapping into a much broader body of knowledge than we personally have a reservoir of within ourselves.